وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are still looking at the human rights from an Islamic scope, or how Islam applied these Islamic laws or these human rights. Among the things that Islam done, it gave honor and respect to the human and animal life alike. And he said that a life has a value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like what we see today, that life has no value whatsoever, that we use it for our entertainment. Have you seen Hollywood lately? Or have you seen games lately? It's based on killing. It's based on violence. The way to satisfy yourself and to pass your time and to be entertained and joyful is to watch how many people get killed, or you kill as many people as you can on these games. And this became an entertainment for us, to watch people get killed or we kill. Even though we say, well, it's not true, it's not real. Well, it's not real, but the concept is real. The concept of killing people is real. The more you watch, the more you play it yourself, the less value of a person becomes to you, the less it has a value. Why do you think American soldiers, they go around on a rampage in Iraq and other countries and just shooting people randomly? They done that in Gulf War too. Why? Because they were so brainwashed into it. And you can watch some documentaries, they are just sickening to the heart of the things that these soldiers used to do, these American soldiers used to do. Because they just feel like it, because, you know, they put music rock and roll and they put very hard music and they just go on a rampage. And that's because the concept of a human life, to them, it means nothing. So among the things that Islam came up with, he says, no, the human life has value. Not just that, even the animal life has value under the Islamic State. And we all heard the story from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, and he says a woman entered a hellfire because she had a cat and she kept her prisoner and she did not feed her and she did not give her water. And just for that, Allah sent this woman to hell for her actions. Also, I have another story which is similar, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, a woman or a man entered heaven because they crunched the thirst of a dog or a cat, depends on the story. So the idea and the moral of these stories, and there's many of them, is the fact that life, be it a human life or be it an animal life, Islam gave it a lot of value. And especially when it comes to coexisting with one another, that fact need to be taken into perspective. We need to keep that very clear to ourselves, that the human life is absolutely valuable. I cannot kill it. I cannot harm it physically or mentally or verbally. You cannot harm another human being or even another animal, which is considered to be inhumane. And in reference to what we see happens in other states, where if you find a government or a country that has superior power over another country, they will either invade them and kill them, or either they will deprive them of their natural resources. Now, let's leave it up to here, and inshallah we continue after the break.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We're still looking at the value of life from an Islamic perspective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 32, إِنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ. He who kills a soul without taking retribution for another soul. So for example, if someone kills someone, the punishment is that he be killed. So if I kill someone, I need to be killed. This is just a punishment for killing. But if it wasn't that case, if it wasn't the case of me killing someone, it just comes and they just come and kill me. So Allah says, either you've killed someone, or فَسَادًا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that you create corruption on earth, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. So if we come and kill an innocent person that has not killed people himself or committed atrocities and committed corruption on earth, then it is as if we have killed the entire humanity. That's how valuable a human life is. Now, if we look at it in our current state, you see, for example, America itself, their economy controls and it had... It has its fingers and hands tight on the necks of other states who do not cooperate with them, and they put them under sanctions, and they make people suffer, and they make people die, and the people would have lack of medicine, lack of food, lack of everything, and they think that they are being humane. They haven't done anything wrong. And so we say, okay, where's the human rights in this aspect? You guys call for human rights, but yet you are happy to deprive millions of people of their basic needs because of your own thirst for power and your hunger for power, or because you want people to submit to your will and submit to your likings. That should not happen. So Islam says that should not happen. If you, by any way, means or form, you try to deprive a human being of his life or of the necessities of life, then you will face the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you would have killed many people or all of them. So we see, for example, in America and in other countries, and even sadly in some Islamic countries, they produce, for example, too much of an item, for example, milk and wheat. Is get produced too much in America. In order for them to maintain the market and to maintain the prices of the market, anything that's surplus, anything that's an extra to the market, because if they push it to the market, then the prices would fall. So what they end up doing is that they end up throwing that milk and that wheat in the ocean just so that they keep the prices, or they burn the crops, or they even kill and slaughter the animals. And they say, well, they got, you know, like I remember in one country, they slaughtered so many chickens, and the excuse they gave because they got bird flu, which is nonsense. They were just trying to control the market. So they control the markets economically, and they starve people. When you have hundreds and thousands of people sleeping daily without food in their stomach, millions of people, I should say, starving without food, and you have thousands of children and people dying out of hunger because someone decided to keep the balance in the market, that's killing them all. So Islam says, no, everyone has a right, and this is the life of a human being or the life of an animal. It has greater value in Islam. It's respected, it's honored, and it needs to be looked that way as well. It should not be degraded. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
فبهم نرجوك أحسن ختمنا.